Smitty wasn't. Thanks. Great event every year from our friend David Bash. Can't wait. Get there. Like he said, next week it's going to be awesome. All right. And speaking of awesome, here at 10 a.m. at WMFO Medford, I'm staring right in the eyes of Bootleg Dan, who is here to tell us all about what's going on in his world, the tour that Stupidity and Cocktail Slippers are on, and whatever else he's got in his mind. Bootleg Dan, good morning.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I'm sitting here with Stupidity. I don't know if anybody was at the show last night. If you weren't, you missed one of the best shows of the year, hands down. The Burn was packed. People are having a great time. They blew the roof off the place. Okay, so next up is Portland. We are going to Portland today, Bay City Bowl.
Portland, Oregon?
No.
Well, be specific, Dan.
Portland, Maine.
Okay.
Portland, Maine. Okay. Stupidity, the Cocktail Slippers, Muck in the Myers, and Tiger Bomb. Uh-huh. Man, talk about a bill. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we're playing at a place I've never been to called Bayside Bowl. Supposed to be really cool.
Very nice.
Looking forward to it. And then Sunday, we're down at the Music Room in Yarmouth at the Cape with Stupidity, Cocktail Slippers, and Stop Calling Me Frank. Good old Stop Calling Me Frank.
That's a great bill.
40 years they've been rocking and rolling, and they're really looking. Dan was there last night, and they're really looking forward to playing with Stupidity and Cocktail Slippers. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Buy your tickets now. Everything is selling quickly. On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, October 29th, Cafe 9 in New Haven. Stupidity, the first time I took them out on the road, we played Cafe 9. We had a ball down there. And we're looking forward to playing there again with the Cocktail Slippers and the Sins. The Sins from New York City, who I manage. I can't wait. They're looking forward to playing the show.
And I'm so glad Cindy is feeling better. Hi, Cindy.
Cindy is feeling much better. I talked to her this morning. She can't wait. So then we're over at Randy's Cave, the Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity. That's in Jersey. So anybody in Jersey, New York area, that's where we're going to be. And then on Saturday, here's a huge show for New York. The Parkside Lounge, everybody knows that's my second home down in New York City. The Cocktail Slippers, Stupidity, The Sins, Palmyra Del Rey with the Dolphin Gang, and Crystal Blue with Spinning Tunes. My good partner in crime, Kip Ahlberg, and I will be putting on that show. And the tickets are also selling fast on that, so buy your tickets now.
I bet.
And then one more show. We're going to be at Drew's Place on Sunday, November 3rd. Great house party. Stupidity's been up there before. The Cocktail Slippers have been there before. So, hey, this tour, it's smoking. Tickets are selling. Go out. Buy your tickets now. They're going to be rocking, and you're going to be saying, why didn't I go?
No, they're not. They're going to go.
Well, they better go.
No, people got to go out. As Dan says, get off your couch.
Get off the couch.
Yeah, live a little. There's nothing like seeing some live music, and all that stuff is great. And you can find all of that stuff on Dan's social media, Bootleg Dan on Facebook, Instagram.
You got it.
Yeah, you don't do X, the former X, do you?
No.
Why would you?
No, I don't do that.
All right, so very excited.
I want to thank Mike, always supporting Bootleg Dan Presents, and hey, love it. I love being on the radio. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, at 10:03 in the morning, going to introduce Stupidity to you in just a second. It was a late night last night, everybody, but it was a lot of fun, and I see Johnny K in the background. He's tired, too. That's okay. But they've got a brand new album that is Stupidity Does. It's called AI, but it's not what you think. It's Alternative Intelligence, and it's great. And the lead single that we've been playing is called Cold, Cold Shoes, and I'm going to spin that now, and then we're going to be back with Stupidity right here at WMFO.
You
WMFO in Medford. It's 10:07 in the morning. I'm Mike, and as you can hear, I'm not alone. I've got
you're never alone, man.
Never alone.
Never. As long
when
as
you
we're
guys
alive.
Are here, never. Yeah, I've got four people here, four out of the five of the band Stupidity, and we'll explain in just a second. But I'm going to have each one of you introduce yourselves, just because it's early, and I just want to see if you can do it. All right, gentleman over here that's playing guitar.
Yeah, hello, I'm Janne, and I'm a guitar player. Yep. I've been playing with the Stupidity for 4 years,
yeah,
and it's a privilege to hang out with these guys and come home to Boston.
Yeah, we welcome you back here because we love you guys. It's
Thank
so nice
you.
To have you back.
Yeah, great.
Yep, all right, welcome. And you, Tommy Boy. I mean,
Ernie.
You know, did I say I was tired?
You all mentioned right. it, yeah.
It's Ernie. I think that he's the lead singer.
I think so.
Mm. Nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Justine the Unclean.
Red on Red Records.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Miss you every day, Justine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you've been with the band forever.
Yeah, since 2005 when we started. It,
mm-hmm.
Yep,
2005.
2005. Yeah,
since the year before,
before Christ.
This is all. This is all of us
talk
people.
Christ, everything he knows, right?
You're not the only one tired.
No, we all stayed up way late last night, and we're old, so it's fun, but it's tiring.
But it was a great party, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to John Keegan, who's over there shooting some pictures.
I feel like a car. You know, I'm tired.
Oh man!
What?
Here he goes.
I thought you promised you got them all out last night.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're not sorry. All right, now it's the infamous Tommy Boy, the drummer.
Yeah, I'm the drummer. I've been with Stupidity since 4 years before Christ.
See, now it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, before that, I was
a constructor.
Dinosaur
Sorry.
Rock.
I was involved in constructing the pyramids in Egypt also before, but I had a long life.
Yeah, were you the supervising there? You know, put the brick over there.
Yeah. And I also haven't found them yet, but there's some drum kits on the bottom of the pyramids, which I buried.
Ooh, big secret reveal here at WMFO. Very nice. Yeah. Welcome, Tom.
Wow.
Always nice to see you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm the drummer. I've been with the band since the start, too.
Yeah.
And when was that?
Yeah.
When was
same as, it was after I did all that other stuff. I played the drums and I tried to keep social media, which makes me tired sometimes. Sometimes it's really fun. I like being here because everyone's very happy and we're having a great time.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel good.
You're very good with all the emoticons, the drums and the fire and the beer and the
Yeah. Tom and I had a band in the 80s too, so we knew each other a long time ago, since a couple of hundred years.
Just after the Last Supper, maybe you got together and
I'm just continuing this on.
I don't know why. I probably shouldn't. All right, and last and certainly not least, you are still the newest member of the band. You play bass, and this is Ulrike.
Yes. I've played for 4 years, like Janne.
Yeah, and I remember do you still work with Tommy in your real life? Yeah, so that's how you knew each other.
Yeah,
and you just sort of say, hey, we need a bass player, and she's like, I can try. I've never been in a band, though.
No, it's my first
time. You're doing pretty good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so welcome everybody. You guys have a brand new album. It's called AI, which is kind of genius. Alternative intelligence.
Yeah.
Where did that title come from?
Well, stupidity is alternative. It's the alternative to intelligence, right? So
sure.
So that's why. And AI, everybody's talking about it. I mean, you Google it, and the first thing that pops up is obviously our album, I guess.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. And another really good idea is for us not to forget the fifth Beatle.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's out on tour, Keith Strang from the Fleshtones.
Yep.
Yeah, and we love him too, and had him here last time, and it was great. And he's joining you, I think, for a couple of days, right?
Joining us in New Haven already, so it's just a couple of days away. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see him.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, if there's like on stage something to put his foot on and jump off of and do a solo standing on his head, that's what he'll do.
Yeah, yep. I talked to him. I said, I love the stuff you do on stage. And then he said, like Yoda would, there is no stage. I was like, that's how.
You know, before we came over here, we had a fantastic experience in Sweden. We played with Chris Bedding.
Yeah.
And we played lots of his old stuff, which very many people are familiar with, and also some a bit obscure stuff like he did with John Cale and Keith was with us on that, and that was a were really cool stuff. I was a bit nervous because it's something you, someone you listened to when you were a teenager in your room, and now you're going to play drums with him. Well, it was a bit scary for me, but I think he was really fantastic guy, and we also made him keep up the tempo a bit on his old songs, but it usually goes down. He's 80 years old, so that's the reason. But we tried to make it as most rockin' as we could, and it was really good.
And he was really happy. He was like, he really revitalized my set. And, so it was a big privilege, really.
You know, it's another piece of Keith's strength, because he knows so many people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's led you to probably playing with Chris and other things.
No, that Chris is a friend.
I was just guessing. Yeah.
A friend of mine is an old friend of Chris because he's a big fan of Brian Ferry. He's known Chris, who played with Brian Ferry for, I think, 10, 15 years or something. So he's the friend of Chris. So he arranged this tour. But then we had some other people involved, too, in Sweden, a guy called Martin Russell, who is a singer, and he was singing this John Cale song. So it's a big experience for us. So, and then we also paid our own stuff, of course, as
of course.
Support.
Yeah, of course.
It's nice.
Yeah, we were both the support and the backing band.
Yeah. And that's so cool. I mean, you guys must have just been thrilled and probably still on a high from that.
Yeah. That was great.
Yep. So as Dan mentioned, you're on tour, and you're going to be on tour from November 3rd. And for anybody that hasn't heard your music before, I wanted to pick a couple songs from your catalog to play before we get into the new stuff. And we just happen to be about, a week and a half out from our U.S. election. And I appreciate that you know the power of music for sending a message in your songs. And I want to play a couple of songs that have to do with one of the candidates, and the message is very clear in there about what you think about it. And I'd like you to just sort of tell me a little bit about each one of these songs before I play it. I picked two of them. And by the way, if I weren't tired, but I wouldn't do this. But I know you put me at ease, Ernie, because of your jokes. So this song I can pronounce in Swedish English.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it. You may not think so because I have a Boston accent, but I'm going to do it. All right, ready?
All right, here goes.
All right. A monkey in a suit is still a monkey.
Okay, not even close.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was great.
All right, yeah. All right, you can have an extra bagel for that.
Thank you.
So listen, a monkey in a suit is still a monkey. I mean, it's a, you know, and the title is not much, but if you think about it, and if you think about it in terms of that particular candidate, I love the message. Tell me if I'm right about that or missing the mark. Is that's what that's about, right?
It's about. I mean, this. There are people, monkeys in suits all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
There is one in particular right now, but it's been going on since the pyramids, right?
With this. God, has he been around that long?
the world politics. Yeah. It's made up of the Greek word poly, which means many. And ticks, which is bloodsuckers. So that's how that works.
I'm not the only one.
No, but you still lead the pack in the dad jokes. Okay, so a monkey in a suit is still a monkey. And then this one, there's no question about this one. It's called Liar Liar.
Yeah. Don't mention the war.
Right?
All right.
So
same thing, right?
Same thing. Yeah, it's Orange Lies.
many colors. There are many colors to the eyes.
All right. For anybody that hasn't heard this band, get ready. These are two really great tracks from their catalog. I'm going to start with A Monkey in a Suit, and then Liar Liar will be back. Yeah. Stupidity right after this at WMFO in Medford.
Try too hard to beat the knife and the ball. you're trying to do. Hey you, what are you trying to do? You're serving me lies upon a silver plate.
WMFO. You're a liar. Yeah, an orange liar. And Stupidity from Waking Up the Band, one of their previous albums. I think the one just before this one. And Stupidity featuring Keith Strang from the Fleshtones on both of these. I'll do it one more time. A monkey in a suit is still a monkey. It's pretty good, you got to admit.
Nope.
I mean, I want to be ready when I come visit
something.
You. It's something. Yeah, that's something that you would say that. So that's pretty cool. So I want to, I know that everybody out there is going to want to go see these people, these guys, these humans, people. Jeez. But Dan told you, but I'm going to tell you again, tonight, Today is October 26th, Saturday, right in Portland, Maine at the Bayside Bowl. They'll be playing there tomorrow, the 27th, down on the Cape, Yarmouth, Massachusetts, the Music Room, and October 29th in New Haven, Connecticut. It's Cafe 9. If you're living near any of these places, you want to get buying tickets. November 1st, Randy Ellis Cave Show. November 2nd, the Parkside Lounge in New York City. And November 3rd, live at Drew's. I've got to get over there. I hear it's such a cool little space. It's like his home, right?
Yeah, it's his home by the lake. It's wonderful.
Ringwood, New Jersey, live at Drew's. So right now, October 26th through November 3rd, in the Northeast here, you can go and you can see Stupidity and the Cocktail Slippers. And there's another supporting band sometimes in those locations as well. What a great tour. And you guys only come back here like every 2 years or something.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think Tom and I have been here for 12 times or something like that. So it's basically our second home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Whenever you come back, we end up, you know, hanging out and, you know, having some nice little alky drinks and food and just get to know each other all over again.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of nice. So, this is going to be really fun for me because I want to put you guys on the spot. You've got a brand new record out. When is it released? Is it even out yet?
Now? Yeah, I mean, it's... We've been waiting for options, but then we're doing this tour with Chris Bedding, and then we're doing this tour. So we decided to release it on our own label.
Yep.
So that's why we did, and we managed to get it printed just before we came over here. So now we have the CD, which is brand new, and vinyl probably showing up a bit later. But now this is what we have, and we really wanted to get it out because, I mean when we're coming here and... Like I said, with Chris Bedding in Sweden, that tour, we needed something new. We felt, because it's like 12 shows altogether or something we do.
Yep.
And then we had all the material, and then we had also the wonderful cover, which it's done by a woman called Nicole Anguish, which Justine Kowalt, before she passed away, she said to me that next album maybe you should have Nicole doing your cover, and she did, and here it is. And we also dedicated the whole album to Justine Kowalt.
And I'm looking at it now, it's a really, really accurate depiction. It's like all cartoons of all of you guys. And it's really nice, and there's a picture of you guys inside, and I notice that all of you sort of look like you belong, except for Keith. He's in the wicked cool jacket and the boots, as he will do. And it just looks really nice. So what I want to do about putting you guys on the spot, and we've got about a half hour left, let's play a bunch of songs from this album.
Yeah.
So I never play CDs, but I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I'm going to start with you, Anna.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me know which one of these you would like to play and why, and I'll try to do that.
First of all, you make an album like that, and it's mixed, and it's processed, and it's like you said, I want you to pick a song. It's like, what's on the album, you know? So that's going to happen.
That's crazy.
But I was Mindless. I picked Mindless because I've never heard a chainsaw solo before.
A chainsaw solo.
There's a chainsaw solo in the song. It's played by Keith's girlfriend, Katrina Norlander, who actually works with that. That's her tool at work when she's a gardener. So she came into the studio, and you'll hear what that's about.
All right, I haven't heard this yet. You guys obviously didn't do it last night because chainsaw.
That's why.
Yeah, and the whole title is Mindless (Beyond).
If somebody has a chainsaw, want to play the chainsaw in Portland, feel free. Come on.
All right, there's a call out. If you're in Portland, going to the show tonight, bring your chainsaw. Yeah. And it works.
Several
it works for
chainsaws.
Halloween.
It'd be cool. A choir of chainsaws, yeah. Man. Never heard of that.
So the actual title here is Mindless Beyond Stupidity. First play right here at WMFO. Everybody cross your fingers, because I hate CDs and they hate me. Mm-hmm. But brand new from Stupidity, this is Mindless at WMFO. We'll be back after this. Oh, my God.
I can see that I'm smart. quiet in my head. I can hear what you said. Don't know right from left.
Right here at WMFO, that's Stupidity from their brand new album, once again called Alternative Intelligence, and Mindless, parentheses beyond stupidity, with, yes, the only chainsaw solo I've ever heard.
Never heard one, right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, Ernie, it's your turn.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
I'm going to go for what you all feel today after the party yesterday. Yeah. Guilt.
Guilt. Yeah, that one you did do last night.
Yeah. Especially... Listen to, we got a horn section from the other band that Janne and Ulrika plays with, a ska band called Scandalites. And we used their horn section.
Hmm.
So we're going to get credits to them.
Tobias Ed is playing the trumpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one totally had the crowd going last night because there's a refrain in there, just guilt,
yeah.
Guilt, and it's really, really cool. And being Jewish, you know, guilt is just something that I do.
Yeah.
Guilt, gefilte fish, you see how that works?
So Swedes and Jews are on the same page.
And smoked salmon.
Exactly.
It's all, yeah. All right, so from the brand new record, Alternative Intelligence, it's track number 11, and it is Guilt. Right here at
For you.
Yeah, for me specifically?
Yeah.
All right, it's brand new. It's Stupidity. It's WMFO.
Just a little star.
Another one from Stupidity. That was Guilt. Yay! It's WMFO. We're back with Stupidity in the studio here and the great song Guilt. You're right, Ernie. It's getting in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. But that's all right. What a great song. And I, you know, I just have to speak to the production quality of this thing. I mean, this is self-released. Tell us how you pulled this off. I mean, this sounds great.
This is recorded at the Dust World Studios in Stockholm by Stefan Brännström.
Okay.
And he's also recorded stuff with Soraya that you might know.
Yeah.
And also Diamond Dogs, I think, did something there and all kinds of bands. And he's got a wonderful ear just for production, you know, both recording and mixing and also doing the mastering sometimes. This time we had Mike Giblin do it from the from all over the place, but
a split squad.
Yeah. It sounds great. I mean, you know, you hear a lot of self releases and people don't necessarily have the resources that you guys do.
Right.
After, I mean, you've got the record 10 years of Stupidity. How long is it now? 14, 15 years?
Yeah, since I think 10 years is from the first album to 2000. And seven.
All right. So, in all that experience, I mean, what have you, what's your experience been that got you to the point to be able to put out a great sounding record like this? Because I'm sure in the beginning, you took what you could get and it was like, okay. And but this is real pro stuff. This is great. So congrats on that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But lots of it is Keith's experience, actually.
He's
so good at, you know, finding the hooks and maybe always just suggesting, never telling you what to do, but I would go, you know, doing that with the guitar and or this with the vocals. So
you're
that's
right.
Helped a lot in the arrangement, of course.
He does know his stuff. All right, Tommy Boy, how did you get that moniker, by the way?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure, in fact, but I that's suddenly it was there, just Tommy
right.
Boy, so then now it's there. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, I mean, it's a good one.
I think it's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. I'm used to it, and no one blames me for it. So I think it's good.
No, no. And I have to say, last night, you guys are really performers. And last night, just near the end of the set, you disconnected the snare drum and picked it up and walked around and beat the drum, and everybody else was off stage, and we're like, what are they doing? And it was really kind of cool. And then you like effortlessly went and like attached it back. I mean, what was that little about?
I don't know, really. I came up with it. I think, you know, because I'm always in the back and I can never be seen on photos. I'm always
yeah, the
covered.
Drummer always
There's
never
some
gets
people
seen.
Standing in front of me all of the time. No names.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so that's why I thought of doing something. So I just came up with the idea. And it's pretty fun. But though, I would like to have, if I do it again, I will have an extra snare drum because I disconnect this one and then I had to get a microphone and it was screwed on the drum. So it was, it was a bit crazy, but.
Was that just off the top of your head last night?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course it was.
It has happened, but you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
You never know.
All right, so time to put you on, I'm so happy to do this. It's time to put you on the spot. What song would you like to play from the brand new record?
I would like to play Omaha. Because I was involved in that song a bit, mm-hmm. So that's but I think it's a great song, and also we managed to have the whole of the Fleshtones singing background vocals because when it was mastered by Michael Giblin in Harrisburg,
Mechanicsville.
The Fleshtones happened to be in the studio when he was mastering, so he was recording the Fleshtones at the same time, so we got the Fleshtones doing background vocals on it. And I'm also involved in the lyrics in this song a bit. So you shouldn't say the drummer. I can be seen. I show up when
you
least expect it.
You sound defensive.
It's like
right,
a Spanish Inquisition.
Right?
It's like the Spanish Inquisition. You never know what's going to
happen. I think from our conversation at the top of the hour, you were there at the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, I was there, of course. Yeah, but yeah. I was just watching them.
It's a side gig.
Yeah, I didn't want to get involved. Right. I drank all the, what they did. I didn't know what they had. They had some good liquor.
Yeah, see, that I believe.
And you find Peter Saremba on harmonica. in that song.
Mm. All right. Well, this is going to be
a bit flesh tones involved, but I think it's sometimes we call it a country song. I don't know. I think it's a good pop song.
The counter song?
Country.
Country. Like country and western, but I don't know. Maybe you can think whatever of it. I think it's
It's mostly about the part of the country, Omaha. That's maybe why.
Yeah. Well, if Omaha maybe country, my ex-boss at work, he was there. He thought it was a wonderful town. I've never been there.
Right. Oh, well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a jerk, aren't I? I'm a jerk. All right, so
good radio, right?
So sonically, this sounds like it's going to be pretty cool to hear. This is off the brand new album, Alternative Intelligence, and this is Omaha from Stupidity, WMFO. Kind of a surprise because it still looked like it had time there, but yeah, whatever. That was pretty cool. I mean, Dan was saying that the sound of that is different for you guys.
Yeah. And you heard the last tune?
Yeah, and I pointed to you. I'm like, was that you?
No, it wasn't me. Actually, it is Ulrika's daughter, Zelda.
Oh, Zelda, who's got her own band. You should definitely talk about that. I've played that, yeah. As you know.
Yes, I know.
Yep. And all right, so I guess it's time for you to be in the hot seat.
Yes.
To pick a brand new record and talk right into this thing, if you would. So the bass player is going to pick a song, just like everybody else has, from the new record. What's your choice and why?
Well, I pick The Murder of Love. Uh-huh. And in that song, my daughter also sings a few parts. we have played it a couple of times now, yeah. And well.
Yep. And Ernie's vocals are awesome.
Yeah.
And her daughter's too.
Yeah.
It's excellent tuning.
All right. So I've heard this one before. I love this one. And I always say it a certain way. And I'm going to do it again. This is The Murder of Love. From Stupidity.
Yeah.
Right here at WMFO. We'll be back after this. WMFO. That was a great pick. You know, we didn't say the name of your daughter's band.
She's called Zelda.
Yeah, the band name.
And the Worm Rose.
The Worm Rose, yes. Yeah. Now, Worm Rose is a hard rocking band.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good.
Yes.
So if you're looking around, I think it's all one word, Worm Rose.
Worm Rose, yes.
Yeah, if you love the really hard-hitting rock and roll with a killer lead singer. You heard her do the high note there.
Yep.
Yeah, check out that band. So that's really good. Thank you for your pick. So we're going to have a pick from our own bootleg Dan, who is here, and he's going to go back catalog.
I'm going back catalog.
Which one
on
you want to do?
I want to do Stupid Like Me.
Oh,
and the reason
that's a shocker.
I want to do that is because the very first tour that I ever did with Red on Red Records was Stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know me, I didn't know them, and we had a ball, and I consider them very good friends, and I'm glad to bring them back to the U.S.
All right, and speaking of tour, tonight you guys are going to be in Portland, Maine at the Bayside Bowl. Tomorrow, the 27th, in Yarmouth on the Cape in the Music Room. Then 2 days later, on October 29th, it's Cafe 9 in New Haven, Connecticut.
With the Sins.
Are you getting it now? It's an East Coast tour, and it's till November 3rd. November 1st, Randy Ellis Cave Show. November 2nd, the Great Parkside Lounge in New York City.
With the Sins.
And November 3rd, live at Drew's in Ringwood, New Jersey. All right, so here's Dan's pick. A great song. It's called Stupid Like Me. It's Stupidity right here at WMFO. We'll be back after this.
Stupid like me, and I still don't know it.
That never gets old. Stupid Like Me by Stupidity. Apparently, it's about Dan. I always thought it was about me. But I love that. All right, so...
Just look at the world, man. We're all right, we're all right there, right? Stupid. Right? Stupid, like
I
us.
I know. Yeah. I know. Mm. All right, so if you don't mind, I want to pick my favorite song.
Okay.
To sort of have us go out on. I thought it was a sitar in this, but it's not?
It's a Bach. It's like a pedal that makes it sound like a sitar, I think.
So I wasn't wrong. It sounds like what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But it's a very different sound for you guys, and I really like this song.
Yeah, and we tried to mimic it, but then Mike Iblin solved it, so he's the one playing it, and he also did the mastering of it this time as well.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say about Magical Girl, this great song?
Yeah, it's all the drugs are just for medicinal purposes, so that's those drugs are
thank you so
all
much
prescription, you know.
Here comes Tommy.
And don't forget, there's a wonderful video. Yes, our other videos made by our bass player Ulrika.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very talented, super talented.
She is.
So that you should check out the video too. And the video also includes Zelda, her daughter. They talked about this fantastic singer, Warm Rose. So that's my recommendation.
All right. See, I made a great pick, didn't I?
Yes. You did.
All right. Enough about me. This is Magical Girl from Stupidity. I love this. This is WMFO. And we'll come back right after this and unfortunately say goodbye. But we'll say hello to Kirsten.
Yay.
All right. Here's Magical Girl.
Hey.
You'll see what I mean right away on this song. It's WMFO. We'll be back right after this. Yeah. All right, let's hear it. What a great song from Stupidity. I gotta tell you, I'm Mike. I'm here with Stupidity. Unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye, but was I right about that song? I just love that song. Sonically, it's awesome. And just the whole, I love the way that you are able to sound different.
Yeah.
You know, at so many times, it's important, right? You don't want to have the album just have every song sound the same.
I think George Harrison would have been proud of that song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I agree with you. All right, so I want to thank you so much. I'll start from my right. Jean, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It's great.
Really awesome to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Ernie?
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Keep the jokes coming.
Yeah, I'll do.
Please don't.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much. Tommy Boy, my favorite drummer.
Yeah, nice to meet you again. And yeah. You know, I see you on the online.
Yeah, we do the whole little exchange every week.
Yeah, I usually try to appreciate your show and, you know, give you some shout outs from Stockholm when you're having a show. But that's always fun. You should help each other. That's what life
is right.
About.
No, I appreciate it very much. All right, and Ulrike.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, a hell of a bass player, I'll tell you. You've really come into your own for your first band. Jeez, really good. All right, so one more round of applause for our buddies Stupidity from Stockholm.
Yeah,
again, they are on tour. They're playing tonight and until November 3rd, all up and down the East Coast here with Bootleg Dan leading the charge.
Yay.
And at 10:59 in the morning, wait a second, in 2 seconds. It's 11.